Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's gonna be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are gonna go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you wanna be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out.
We are back with another bathroom break. I'm here with Jay Schwedelson, the number one podcaster in the world. And I'm Daniel Murray of the Marketing Millennials. I want to start off today and ask you, Jay, what is a trend that you have picked up in the last year that everybody was doing and you did it because everybody else was doing it?
Wearing taller socks. So I've been a no-look sock guy for a long time. And then my teenage kids keep telling me, yo, you got to wear socks like way higher now. But when I was a kid, that was embarrassing. So now I own a lot of socks and I try to walk around, but I don't think I'm pulling it off. I think I just look like an old guy that has really high socks. So that's been a trend I've tried to jump on. What do you think about that?
I'm an almost quarter calf sock person. I'm always Nike quarter calf. I don't think I've ever seen you in shorts. So I don't know if I know that you like wear short socks. So I think that's an interesting.
Yeah. We'll have to keep it that way. Nobody needs to see that. It's not that exciting. Well, what's the topic of the day? Let's get into the important stuff.
Talking about what's trending, we want to talk about what trended in marketing in 2024 that we think is going to stay a trend in 2025. So do you want to kick this off and say what trend that started in 2024 that are going to stay in 2025?
Yeah, the first trend actually stresses me out, and that is YouTube Shorts. And the reason it stresses me out, whether consumer marketers are all over this, but business marketers, if you're not already doing this, it has exploded, leveraging YouTube Shorts to really drive engagement, drive followers. And it's going to become massive. YouTube is actually becoming the home of the biggest growth for podcasting actually on the planet too. But they're doing so much more to get Shorts, the short form video on YouTube, to really get circulated. And the reason it stresses me out is I am horrible at it. Our YouTube channel is terrible. And we are focused on really getting that right. If you're sitting on a content library, there's a million different kinds of software out there where it can instantly chop up your videos into a bunch of different YouTube shorts and upload them. But that is a trend that's going to keep on growing. What about you?
I'm going to add on to that trend and say what really started and trending in 2024 is serialized and basically like series-based short-form videos. And I think that's even going to get bigger and bigger in 2025. I think you're going to see both industries, B2B, B2C, all using this. I think it's a great way to, one, have people watch multiple episodes at once. So if you do part one, part two, part three, part four, or take a TV show that's popular and turn it into your own spin for your industry, I think that's going to be something you're going to see more. People love that. They already watch TV shows like that. So if you can do that for short form, it's going to keep trending.
Completely agree. I'll toss out another one that's maybe a little controversial, is that we've seen the starting of the death of email templates. And what I mean by that is marketers, business or consumer, what they all do is they go into their platform that they use and they'll leverage the templates in those platforms. The problem is there's been a lot of consolidation in terms of what platforms everybody's using to send out their emails and whatnot. So everyone's using the same templates. Everybody's stuff is looking like wallpaper. So more and more we're seeing marketers not leverage the templates in their platforms and try to create unique formats, which I think is a great idea, because when you leverage the templates that everybody else is using, I don't care if they check off every best practice, you are becoming wallpaper. So email templates, I think, are starting to die off, at least the generic ones. What do you got?
I think on the trend of that third-party data was starting to die, I think zero-party data is going to still be really big and bigger than ever, because the amount of things you could do with AI now, with personalization and knowing things that people tell you in forms or in person, and using AI to consolidate that data and figure out different profiles with that. I think that's the new oil of 2024, and it's going to continue. If people can collect the best first party data, they're going to win. I think that's a big thing that was trending in 2024, but it's going to keep going in 2025.
I think you're so, I don't want to build on that. You are so on point. And to me, it's kind of this idea of sentiment based content marketing, where you're taking kind of this emotional reaction to other content and then using that as your segmentation. So in real simple form, and if you're not doing this, you should, somebody attends a webinar and they use an emoji reaction to something somebody says. Okay, that's a sentiment that they feel about that thing. If you're not capturing kind of that emotion and then making a bucket to then market to that person what's going on there, you're missing out. Or doing call analysis, you know, people that are calling in and they feel really good about your product or service, or they've had a bad experience, and having your emails react to the sentiment of those phone calls or anything, sentiment based segmentation has really exploded this year because of AI, and it's going to massively grow.
I think one last one, I'm going to give a little B2B one here too. I think there's going to be continued rise of B2B influencers, or influencers that arise as people who are already working in companies, or people are going to hire in a creator or an influencer to be the face of the company. Because I think as AI content scales really fast, people want to latch onto a human face, a human being. And I think having a face in your business, whether you use an influencer to use their audience, if the influencer is in your company, or using employees as your influencers, it's going to be so important in 2025. But it was so important in 2024 as people used founder-led content and all these things. I think you're going to see more people using B2B creators or influencers.
So let me ask you this before we wrap up. What is like the newest influencer or creator that you think is crushing it out there? I know you're very into the Rizzler.
Whoa, the Rizzler is great. Oh my goodness, the Rizzler is great.
Wait, can you explain to everybody who the Rizzler is?
Yeah. So basically, there's these two people who live in Jay's hometown, actually.
Boca Raton.
That did these videos of boom and doom of Costco stuff, and they love Costco. And then this guy, the little Rizzler, he's like this 8-year-old. He's kind of like chubby, but he's like swaggy chubby, and he does this thing that's a trend in Gen Z called mewing. And he just exploded, and he just like this like cute little 8-year-old chubby guy, but he's on all these podcasts. He's just so authentic, and so I don't know how to best describe him, but the Costco people basically adopted him in the family. I thought he was part of their family for a little bit.
Now everyone's going out there, they're going on like TikTok looking for the Rizzler, which will not be disappointing. You will not be disappointed if you check it out. Well, once again, we've covered really just a whole wide spectrum of different topics here on this show. So everybody go follow Daniel's show, The Marketing Millennials, and do him a solid for the holidays. Give him an amazing review because he's a great guy. And you can check out my podcast if you're super bored. And we will see you at the next one. Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing. And I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast, but also tune into this series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.